Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
The sound of
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more details. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Thank you.
Great day to you and all of the grandness in this moment we find ourselves on the playground of life. I want to give thanks everyone for being here. I want to give thanks for the guest that's coming up. I'm really appreciating the love and care that he is exuding in the world today. The beautiful music you just heard was Pure Imagination by George Gorillaz, and you can find more out about George on www.evzonemusic.com. And the other beautiful music that you usually hear behind me is by Perry Wood, and it's simply entitled Heart. I love inviting guests on the playground, not necessarily because they're well known, though they may be. I invite them because I see how well they love others, showering others with their gifts and abilities. And I love to share. I love to share the playground with those who are exhibiting purpose, love, and appreciation of themselves and others. I know I am a constant work in progress, so it's like that's what it is. So I'm really, really, really right now very committed to nurturing and nourishing myself as I grow up to this thing called play, purposefully loving and appreciating you. And I will continue to share, you know, the tried and true methods that I try. I always feel that we can't teach anyone what we don't know. But what I do know is that these bodies that we live in, that we possess, we all possess the innate capacity to heal ourselves. Our bodies just know what to do. It can and it always does manufacture and administer the precise balance of neurochemicals to reverse any illness, any mindset, to cure anything. What we hold in our minds and our hearts, called our thoughts and emotions, directly and immediately influences and affects our biochemistry. And this is a proven scientific fact. We can consciously and directly, we can direct the body's output of healthy chemical information through meditation and other mental techniques, as well as laughter. Those endorphins are those endorphins are everything in terms of bringing us balance and feeling that natural high. So I am just so enamored about the work that my guest is doing. I'm just, if we have time at the end of the show, we'll share a meditation with you. But today we're going to discuss work-life balance and female breadwinners. To call in with a question or comment, dial 347-426-3346 and press 1 on your keypad. For whatever reasons, women find ourselves in the role of being the head of our whole households, sometimes by choice, sometimes not by choice. My guest today is committed to sharing tools with these women who are head of their household. Now, I invited her to the playground because I was just really blessed to see a video of her on YouTube, which I was very struck by her commitment to her work and the obvious love and attention that she gives to others. So, you know, this is really a very special time for me when I think about, you know what, I feel led to share something that I introduced last week. It was a song, and as I think about female breadwinners, I think about the different things that we as women go through. From the heart, I feel that I want to share this particular piece that I introduced last week to the audience called Revival of a Love Story. And I think this will kind of say what I'm really feeling about the breadwinners, the people who, you know, all of a sudden you may find yourself all of a sudden being a breadwinner, as opposed to I made this choice because I'm an independent woman. This is what I want to do, and this is the choice that I'm making. I believe that the choices sometimes are unconscious, but we won't go there today. Right now, what I'm feeling is that we are all sometimes finding ourselves where we feel like we don't want to be, but we end up being there, and in everything there's always a blessing. So I am going to stop talking right now and take a short musical break before we bring on our guest, Jenny Garrett. Thank you.
Let your soul know a ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one me, Lord, before
Yes, revival speaks for itself. The revival of the love story is definitely you, it's me, it's us. You know, we are the ones who put breathe the life back into the love story called our lives, where we purposefully love and appreciate ourselves. Yes, this week we're talking about work, life, and balance with my guest, Jenny Garrett, who is an author, is the author of Rocking Your Role. She's a leadership coach, mentor, consultant, and the founder of Reflections in the UK. Jenny has lived in England most of her life, all of her life, though her heritage is based in the Caribbean. She has had a humble background, certainly speaking what she knows, being brought up by her mother as a single parent. Jenny has founded the organization called Reflections, which delivers leadership training, coaching, training, as well as one-to-one coaching. We want to extend a warm, heartfelt welcome and a big hug to the playground to Jenny Garrett. Welcome, Jenny.
Thank you so much, Ambassador. Very kind of you to have me on your show, and so nice that you've introduced it with so much love. So, sending you love.
I appreciate you for being up so early in the morning.
No problem.
Many blessings to you for that. Oh, my goodness, I'm giving you a big hug. Oh, wow. So, Jenny Garrett, can you tell us about your story? I try not to keep you long.
Oh, don't worry about that at all. My story, gosh, it always, when people say that, it's always, where do you start? I think, all I can say is that my work has chosen me as opposed to me choosing it. I started off in marketing. That was my, the thing I thought I wanted to do. And then one day a colleague came into my office and said to me, what are you going to do next? Where are you going with your life? And I thought, well, that's a really hard question. I don't know. And she was the person who said to me that she recognized in me the skills of a coach. She said that I was a great listener, a motivator, that I helped people get action, move forward into action and be inspired. And I think it often takes someone else to notice, to make the connections that you don't see in yourself. And from that conversation, I chose to engage in a lot of training and self-development. And it's been a fantastic journey for me in terms of getting to know myself, understand my behavior, and transform, and then work with others, but do the work on myself primarily first to support other people. And when I started, I just haven't stopped since then, really, working with others, helping them transform. And just, it's an honor and a privilege to walk beside others on their journey. I love it. It's right, I found my passion.
Absolutely. I love it, too. I love it for me. I love it for you. I just love you. I watched your video, and it was just so inspiring. I think it was I love playing and sharing with people from the heart that are about that heart. And I could just see your heart. You were wearing it all over your face. Your face was beaming through the YouTube, And I was very, very impressed. I mean, I'd already spoken with you by email, of course, about the work-life balance. Listen to me play. I got play everywhere.
Work and play. It's part of that balance, isn't it?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said work and play is good because it's part
of
the balance.
It was all of you. So I said, wow, I really must speak with Jenny on play, because this is really a really good subject. All the things that you're pulling up is really important right now, especially the book now, the book Rocking Your Role. What made you write the book, Rocking Your Role?
Well, lots of things. The universe came to me and sent me many messages to write this book. First of all, I came across some research, a very small piece of research that had been done in Australia about female breadwinners. And I thought, this resonates with me. You know what? This is who I am. I am a female breadwinner. And when I talk about female breadwinners, I'm not just talking about single parents. I'm talking about women who are the main earners or earn significantly in their home. So they might be married or cohabiting, but feel that they have, you know, a huge responsibility around bringing in the finances in the home. So that research, I came across it through the internet. Then I found an increasing number of my clients were women and were the main earners in their home. But what they'd say, they'd only talk to me about it in a confidential environment. They'd say, oh, I'm in a role reversal relationship, or, you know, this is something that only you, I can only talk about with you. And I came to realize that this was something that wasn't being spoken about in society. It's one of those last taboos where women feel that it's something that they need to hide, that they either feel guilt, shame, resentment about, or if they are managing it really well, they're not celebrating it and they're not sharing it with other people in order to help them do the same. So I just felt really that it was something that I had to do. I'd never wanted to be an author. You know, it wasn't something that I'd always wanted, I'd said there's a book in me or that I was going to do it. It was just something I felt very compelled to write. And actually, I did about a year's research, but I wrote the book in 3 months.
Wow, that's fantastically awesome. Wow. Well, you know, I can see that. You know, I can see that with the love that you had, and you were holding for the women, you were holding the space for them. And with all of that, it could be nothing but an outpouring, you know. I mean, it could be nothing but an outpouring of what you were given. You probably couldn't wait to get to back to it to finish, to finish writing it every day, I'm sure.
Well, it was an honor to listen to stories as well. So I had 8 women who I wrote case studies. I interviewed them and wrote case studies about their experience, as well as many women who shared their experience through forums. I have a LinkedIn group called Rocking a Roll. So I had women just sharing their stories on my group as well. So it was about sharing those stories and doing them justice and using them.
Mm-hmm. And the whole premise of play is to remind listeners of the importance of loving and appreciating oneself purposefully. And too many people are married to guilt, not just women, but especially mothers and females, and guilt of what they wish they should have did, what they didn't do, you know, about their life, their body, their relationship, you name it. So why do you think that women invest so much energy in guilt?
Well, it's very, guilt is so interesting, and it's really personal, because sometimes it comes from your religious and your spiritual beliefs. Mm-hmm. Other times, it's actually a connection that you've made quite early on in life. One woman I spoke to said to me, well, I cannot love if I don't feel guilt. She felt there was a connection between love and guilt, and we had to work for a long time together to understand, actually, love someone doesn't mean you have to feel guilty about not being there for them 24/7 and actually supporting them and giving them permission to do their own thing is an act of love and something that you don't have to feel guilty about. So I think women, particularly from an early age, feel guilty about their behavior, about not being a good girl, about not giving, not being a martyr. I think men often are allowed to be more independent and stride in their own way. Not always, but often. So I think, you know, women are, you know, they have this inbuilt guilt button, I call it. You know, it's there, and people know, those closest to you know how to press it often as well. So, you know, if someone loves you and someone knows you well, they often know where your sensitive points are. And it's about shrugging that off and letting that go. And recognizing that sometimes things that you feel guilty about don't exist. They're around your own assumptions. So if I take one woman's story who I work with, she felt guilty about not being there enough for her daughter. And then after speaking to her daughter, found that her daughter was much more interested in having play dates with her friends than for her being around all the time. So the guilt was unnecessary. She didn't need to be there all the time. Actually, what she needed to do was organize more play dates for her daughter. And some of these are assumptions around what we think we need from us.
Yeah. So the daughter, that's the only thing the daughter was really interested in. Okay, you love me,
yes,
if you organize those play dates for me, right?
Yes.
Now I'm with her on that.
Yes.
You're listening to the Play Experience on Life Conversations Radio. Today on the Playground, we're talking about work-life balance with Jenny Garrett. The call-in number, if you'd like to call, is 347-426-3346. And be sure to press 1 on your keypad if you have a question or comment. And if you want to email me, it's ombasa@ombasa.com. So I have a question about, okay, let's talk about work-life balance. This is a really challenging concept for people. What are your thoughts about it?
I think it's really, if I'm honest, I don't think there is such a thing as work-life balance. I think it's just life balance.
Okay.
You know, we don't need to, because sometimes work is life and life is work, and I'm not necessarily sure that people always need to draw the boundaries in the way that you would have done before, where it was I go to work from 9 till 5, I leave work, and then I'm you know, then life begins. I think, you know, if you're living your life to its truest purpose, then often that those boundaries are quite different, and maybe you don't worry about them so much. But I do think there's something about knowing what the right balance is for you, and I'm not sure that people spend enough time working that out. And why I decided to bring a group of purposeful and conscious people together around work-life balance was that actually I've had feedback from some people who read my book who said, this book is telling me I need more balance. I need to know what the right balance is for me, and whether that's in terms of my relationships, in terms of my children, in terms of looking after, caring for elderly relatives, in terms of what I give to work, in terms of when I am feminine and when I embrace the masculine, the balance is crucial. And that's something that's been taken from the message in my book. And it's not something that I you know, something that I believe, but not something I deliberately said that I'm putting into it. And it made me realize that so many people are struggling with this balance in their lives. And National Work-Life Balance Week is coming up. I don't know if you have it in the US, but in the UK it's the 24th to the 28th of September. And it just, I woke up inspired. I woke up about 5 o'clock in the morning and I said, I need to get a group of people who care about other people, who want to make a difference in the world, together for this week to do something, to put our energy together, to put our energy out into the world to help people with their balance, whether they call it life balance or work-life balance. And I contacted you, Ambassador, and I was so delighted when you said that you would take part. And now there are 6 of us who are going to make a difference that week, and I know that we will. I'm getting so much positive energy from everyone I speak to about this project and people willing to promote it. So 6 of us providing 1 hour of our insights, knowledge, our love out into the world to help others really balance their lives better.
Okay. Can you share what website they need to go to and to find out the list and everything?
Yes. Well, I'm going to, I haven't uploaded it yet, so it's going to be, the main list is going to be on rockingyourrole.wordpress.com. So that will be where the main list will be, rockingyourrole.wordpress.com. But they can also access Skillio. So if they looked into Skillio, skillio.com, and looked up your name, for example, Ambassador, they'd find yours. But if they go on to rockingyourrole.wordpress.com, it will be up next week, because I'm just waiting for everyone to upload their information.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We're going to take a break in a minute. But before we do, I want to ask you this question. What is the common energy draining thing that we as women do?
Okay. Doing it all. We want to do it all, and we think we must do it all, and we think that we're the only ones capable of doing it right. So create our own problem there. And I see it. I see it all the time. I've even heard myself do it.
You must be looking over here at me.
Yeah. I'm the only one who can do it right. I'm the only one who knows what I'm doing. I'll get it done. I can do everything. And we think we can, and we're wrong.
Superwoman syndrome?
Most definitely. So we need to throw off our capes. We need to throw off that cape. Say, you know what, you cook the dinner. If you don't do it in the way that I do it, it's okay. If you clean but you don't clean in the same way that I do it, it's okay. I give you permission to do it your way. And you know what, I might learn something. And actually, I can be vulnerable. I can not be perfect. I can, have down days, and I can let you look up. Me some days. And we really need to.
Your next book is going to be Slow Your Roll.
Yeah.
Slow Your Roll. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break, Jenny. You're going to hang in there with me, right? I know. Just keep your eyes open. Just keep the toothpicks in your eyes. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
The sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY. Purposefully loving and appreciating you. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong. Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
You're listening to The Play Experience on Life Conversations Radio. Today on The Playground, we're talking about work-life balance life balance with Jenny Garrett, my wonderful, beautiful guest. Well, welcome back, Jenny.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. So we covered quite a bit here, but I have to ask you, what are your thoughts about women and money?
What my thoughts about women and money?
Yes.
suppose really the money is not, in a way, the money is a trigger and a catalyst for helping, making women think differently about themselves and how it impacts their relationships. So it's not just the money itself. It's not about having money or not having money. It's much more about what the money does and how it makes you behave. So I think what we have to do as women is not let the money go to our head and not think that because we have the money we're in control and that we call the shots. But we also mustn't feel ashamed, because actually as a breadwinner, a man as breadwinner feels pride and is happy and can share that. But a woman often feels shame in the same situation, and I really want that to change. And that's why I want women to come out of the closet on this, so that they can feel happy, not feel guilt, shame, or resentment about earning good money and being able to provide and support their families.
So on, mostly, though, do you feel that the women are ashamed, or are they angry, or do they feel, how do they feel? I guess that's, how do they feel towards their mate? Because I guess if I was a male listening to this and I was just switching roles there, I would be, I would wonder, especially if my wife made more than me, what is the real feelings? Because a lot of times when we as women will mask it, it'll come out anyway in some other way, but we think we're masking it. It's almost like a child with candy behind her back in front of her mom. So it's what do you feel about, the main, is it resentment you feel? That comes out the most, or guilt, or...
I think it depends on the situation and why the woman is the breadwinner in the first place. So if it's because, the woman is the sole breadwinner and the man's been made redundant, then often then the man will be unhappy because they're thinking that should be their role. But it's much more around society's assumptions. So often men can be quite happy in the role of maybe stay-at-home dad, or maybe they've chosen a career that earns less, but it makes them happy. And they can be happy, but it's how society makes them feel about it. So assumptions from their family and those closest to them, that they're the ones who are the main earner, and that the woman's salary is, bringing in pin money, not so important, just paying for little additional extras. Or when they go to the restaurant and the waiter always goes to the man to pay the bill, that sort of thing. So it's much more around society's assumptions that make them feel uncomfortable in a world that sometimes they could be quite happy in.
Just like the male being at home and taking care of the children. So really, it's about shedding all of these ideas and these stresses that our society, our even parents, our society, all of it is a part of the whole. And that mass consciousness, that whole idea about the thoughts that we and the emotions that we are embedding. I was having a conversation with my granddaughter today, about how, just the world and how it looks at nudity. One family might grow up in a society where nudity is no problem, but in our society it's ill, don't watch this, watch that, I'm scared. It's interesting how society really, the mental attitudes, the emotions, and the things that is causing and affecting us on an ill level today, watching that, and really what you're saying about the males accepting the role and the females accepting the role, it is about rocking their role. It's about rocking their role, both of them.
Yes, absolutely. So, it was really interesting when I wrote the book and I thought rocking your role, it was much more about I want women to rock, I want them to be really proud and rock their role. But then there is also this other side, which is as a female breadwinner, you're often rocking the male's role. And where then do they sit? What is their role in life? If you seemingly, because of the way society has decided we are, they no longer have the role that they should. And it's very much, what I'm saying is, actually, I want people to be free to choose their roles and for society to accept that. If you want to be a stay-at-home mum, please, you know, and you're able to do so, please do so. I'm not saying all women should be breadwinners, and I'm not saying all men should be stay-at-home dads, but I think that actually how a family unit decides to work itself should be accepted by society, because they know best how to make it work for them, rather than making them feel uncomfortable with it.
Absolutely. And to take it, you know, another place, it's almost like when I'm listening, my mind goes, you know, I'm thinking about how, you know, they talk about the different types of people, you know, like the creative person, the advancer, the person who looks at it after the creative and the advancer has it in their hands. They get it to the person who was like a lawyer type person who says, well, this could go wrong or that could go wrong. But you wouldn't take it to that person first. You would say, and then the person that would take it and execute the whole project. Those, you have to have that in everything that's going to come to its fruition, almost like you have, just like you have to have the four seasons. Everything has to go into the whole, and it's interesting. That is rocking your role. All of it is like you really hit on something really, really big here. I really love it. Let's talk about romantic relationships, another challenging area for women. What do women need to know in order to have harmonious relationships?
I think the whole thing is really understanding that you're part of a system. So, you know, this unit that you're in, every action you do has a reaction. You're not alone. And I think sometimes this thing, you know, we're independent, strong women, which is fantastic, but no one's independent. You know, we all rely on others. You cannot be a breadwinner on your own. You know, you need support and you need help, and you need love and you need, you know, caring. And I think that's the most important thing, to communicate, to have the important conversations around money. Don't not have that conversation because it's a difficult one, because that breeds resentment. But also just remember what it is to be feminine. You know, don't let go of that woman, because actually, you know, when you're successful in your career, sometimes you embrace the masculine a lot. You know, you have to be striving. You know, people think they have to be striving and masculine and aggressive sometimes. And actually, those feminine traits that we have are so important. And that rekindling and nurturing and valuing of all that is feminine is really important. So don't let that go. If you do, that's a danger for your relationships, but also a danger for yourself. And the whole thing, you know, if we go back to the work-life balance, for me, really, you need to look after yourself. If you don't look after yourself as a breadwinner, that is a bit of a selfish act, because actually there are a lot of people relying on you. And nurturing your spiritual, your physical, your psychological well-being, however you do that, is critical.
Wow. So there's too many women and mothers, they don't know what they want, you know, for their life. They put their dreams, their passions, their life on hold. You help them.
Yes.
Discover.
Be honest.
Yeah. And discover who they are.
Yes. And it's about honesty. It's about authenticity. So who am I? You know, when I'm talking, whose voice am I talking from? Is this my mother's voice? Is this some other person who's judged me voice? Or is this my voice? Yeah. So whose voice am I speaking from? Where is my voice in here? So where's my authentic voice? And if I dare to be honest about what I want and who, and what I enjoy, what would I be saying? And that takes a lot sometimes to get to. Because of the judgments, because of what we think, we're worried about what other people will say, what other people will think. But you know, when you stride out on your own honestly and from a place of authenticity, other people actually either follow or appreciate and value that. But it takes courage. It does take courage.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And listening and really taking time to say exactly where you are with love. Love for yourself first, and then love for the other, because you have to fill up that cup. You have to fill up yourself with enough love to give them you, to give them the real you, to give them the you.
the you that you are learning to love even more, you know, because a lot of times we pour out the outward and we don't ever really get to see who that person really is. And as you said, is it my mother talking? Is it, who is it really? Who is it that had that influence over me, you know?
Yeah.
I really understand that. This is great.
And I love the way you just described it about, you know, our cup and making sure it's full first, because at the start of the journey is all about, have you got the energy for this journey? And if you haven't, how can we give you, fill you up enough to have the energy to start it? Because you need to be in a good place, you need to be well, you need to be feel safe. In order to start the journey of recognizing what you need to do and looking on yourself in order to move forward.
Absolutely. And you are just, I'm just enjoying you so much. I know you have to go to sleep soon, but I have one last question before I want you to leave something with the audience. But what I want you to know is, how do you play? How do you purposely love and appreciate yourself on a daily, weekly basis?
How do I do it? I think I'm quite good at rewarding myself. I'm definitely a work in progress, you know. I wrote the book Rocking Your Role, and there's areas I still work on. So definitely not a perfect person. But what I like to do is I like to meditate. So a 20-minute meditation in the morning, and I do try to do it 3 times a week. And if not, just some breathing exercises, and just connect with my breath. And that is great for me. And the other thing I do when I have time is I actually take some time out in a flotation tank. I don't know if you've done that on that.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it's complete sensory deprivation, so you're floating in salted water. There's a little light in the tank, and they can play music into it. And sometimes I just take one question in with me, one question that I want to reflect on. And, you know, when I come out, everything is different. It's just an amazing experience. Everything is slower. Everything is clearer. It's just wonderful. So, yeah, those are my two big things, I'd say. Meditation and flotation tank. Not very often, but when I do, it's powerful and wonderful for me.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. And you like the same kind of fun things that I do. That's how I like to play as well. And it's really interesting that you said meditation, because I am going to go ahead and share a meditation at the end of this program. It is called The Fearless Journey. I feel so strongly about how people meditate. So thank you for bringing that back in, because I feel that it is so important at this time that we get in touch with that source of who we are. If we tap into that again, as I said earlier, I feel like those facts are very clear about the mind and how we get into that source mind. Weak is nothing that we can't heal. There's no situation, nothing that cannot be healed. And as our body, because when we sleep, we get out of the way, and our body heals. And people say, well, why is it that, you know, we still have this disease or that disease? It you wake up, and you're still thinking the same thoughts that you thought and feeling the same way that your thoughts are. All those thoughts, I forget how many thoughts, I think it's 8 billion a second or something. I was like, you know, it's really incredible how strong and powerful and influential the mind and the emotions are, and how much people diss that and don't think that that's really important. And so this work about releasing stress and balancing life is just it's integral, but it's simple if people just decide that they're going to meditate. Because praying is talking to God, and meditating is listening. And it's all about listening and hearing what it is for you. You get answers. You take a question in with you. And that's what you do when you go inside to your heart, in your altar, in your heart. That's where the real artistry is, and you take that inside. And I just felt compelled to share this, and I want to hear what you want to leave the audience with. But I really feel like this meditation thing is really going to be really important. We may even extend the show just to play the whole meditation. But anyway, I want to hear what you want to leave this audience with.
I think I want to leave them with recognizing that sometimes you don't always have a choice about your situation, whatever that may be, but you have a choice in how to feel about it, how to react to it, how to deal with it. So I think I'd like to leave with that you have a choice. You know, you don't always have a choice about your situation, but you have a choice in how to make it work, and take back that sense of being able to do something with whatever your situation is.
And
I want to send my love to your audience as well. Yeah, sending them
absolutely love. And they're loving you back. I know that, right? So the websites again for you, rockingyourroll.com, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's rocking, just like I said, a rocking chair, your role, as in role in life.
R-O-L-E,
that's right. And then the other one for Reflections, can you get that one?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so that's www.reflection, reflexion-uk.co.uk.
Wonderful. Is there any other information you want to share?
Yes, I'd love to offer a copy of my book to one of your listeners. So if one of them wants to email in, do you want them to email in to me or you?
They can email in to me because I want them to give me. I want them to email me at ombasa@ombasa.com, and I want them to give me how they played for this week. That's just
great. Okay,
yes.
Lovely.
They have to give them, make them work for it when they play. Right.
Lovely.
Thank
and then you
so
just let
much.
Me know their name, and I'll get a book to you, and that will be
absolutely fun. I will do. They'll send me their name, address, and the description of how they played, purposely loved, and appreciated themselves this week.
Fabulous.
Absolutely. I'm giving you a big hug until
Thank
we
you.
See each other again. I trust to talk to you very, very soon. Thank you so much for taking time and being up this early in the morning on your holiday, your playtime. I'm glad you came to play on the playground.
Oh, it's been lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jenny. Take good care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Much love. Well, you heard it. Work-life balance. I am just so pleased that we had a chance to share. And I am going to take you out with the Fearless Journey. It's very important that we all take that time to meditate, to pray, to meditate. Because once you get that prayer out there, the universe, the creator, the source of everything already knows what you want. It's one time, people. That's all you need, really. Don't use the time to keep asking for the same thing over and over. Get in that space and say, yes, I'm receiving. I'm in a receivership mode. I'm listening. I'm here to hear what it is that you have to say for my question, for my comment. Because, you know, as children, we were very demanding. So now we can get, as adults, we can be demanding. And the same token, we have that right because abundance is ours, saith the Lord. And with that, I'm going to give you a big hug, big squeeze. I'll talk to you later. Mbasa out.
Walking. Walking along the shore, stepping forward, stepping forward in the waves, the waves that embrace. Thank you. the waves that allow the waves that accept and as we move towards remembrance of truth. And as the sun shines and permeates our minds, our hearts, and our souls, we allow ourselves to feel the waves under our feet, the waves of remembrance. We allow ourselves to flow as the waters flow. We allow ourselves to accept as the waters accept. With the ebb and flow of the waves, we take flight. We take passage. Stopping only to reflect on what has been learned up to this moment. And as we grasp the understanding the lessons have brought us, we take the strength that comes from learning. This to everything, every situation we meet. Loving and trusting as we move forward. Thanks for perception. honor and we give thanks. Always knowing that the solution always resides within the soul, and the song of the soul, if it is worn, we will soar and we will fly over each obstacle we encounter. Obstacles that in fact have come from our fears.
Thank you.